What's up, fight fans? Welcome to Full Press MMA. It is Wednesday, June 7th. It is hump day. It is summertime, and it is a UFC pay-per-view week, UFC 289, with the Octagon touching down back in Vancouver. Amanda Nunes, the lioness, the legend, the GOAT, taking on Irene Aldana, the champion at 135, defending her belt against the Mexican, who is ranked number 5 in the world, and a pretty decent-sized underdog. Aldana, although nowhere near as big as some of Nunes' opponents in the past, and that is something to keep an eye on. Charles Oliveira and Beneil Dariush, number 1, and number 4 in a title eliminator at lightweight. Mike Malott, Adam Fugit, Dan Ige, and Nate Landwehr, Marc-Andre Barrial, and Eric Anders. UFC 289 this weekend. It's Full Press MMA. It's Greece. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Let's roll. And where else would we start but Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Amanda Nunes, the champion at bantamweight and, of course, featherweight, but it's really not even a division in the UFC. Irene Aldana at number 5, stepping in for Juliana Pena. This was originally supposed to be the trilogy of the fight between Nunes and Pena. The first one, of course, Amanda gassed out, sucked out, choked out in round number 2, and then came back and dominated with the softball stance in the rematch. And that one will have to be put on hold, maybe not ever, but definitely not now, with Nunes taking on Irene Aldana. Charles Oliveira, Dubronx, against Beneil Dariush, number 1 and number 4 in the lightweight division. Man, I can't wait for that fight. Malott and Fugit at welterweight. Proper Mike Malott, Adam Fugit, Dan Ige, number 13 at featherweight. Bounced back from a 3-fight losing streak. Now he's got one in a row. Hey, that's one to grow on, right? And then Nate Landwehr, who's got 3 wins in a row. Is he a big-time star or just a TV fighter? We will find out this weekend. Marc-Andre Barrial and Eric Anders as well at middleweight. That is going to be a lot of fun. And you got a couple of Canadian fighters on the main card, which is always fun in the host country. And really looking forward to a good one this weekend with UFC 289. Amanda Nunes is keeping her options open as far as this fight. I mean, look, she's got an unbelievable... I mean, she had 3 knockdowns in her last fight against Pena, but... When I think about Amanda Nunes and what she's accomplished, she's a GOAT, she's a legend, she does not need to do anything else. She's 35 years old, she just left her team at American Top Team, and she talked about, you know, she's done what she wants to do in MMA already, and she could possibly go to the WWE, but we'll see after this fight. Will she ever give Pena that third fight? And I don't have an answer to that question. Obviously, no one does. We'll find out this weekend. She doesn't owe anybody anything. She's fought Holly. She's knocked out Ronda. She's knocked out and knocked finished Holly Holm. Knocked out Ronda Rousey. Knocked out Cyborg. Obliterated Miesha Tate, defended her title so many times. I mean, she doesn't need to do anything else. We just need to appreciate this greatness while we still have it in front of us here in the UFC. She definitely is one to watch. And she just received a pin for 75 clean USADA tests at UFC 289. Good job by Amanda, the champion here. And Charles Oliveira, meanwhile, we talked about Dubronx, the former champion at lightweight, says he has zero doubt a rematch with Islam Makhachev will be next for him with a win over Beneil Dariush at UFC 289, while Dariush says the same thing, that with a win, the UFC has promised him his next fight will be for the lightweight title. And why not? Gaethje and Poirier after that for the BMF. The winner of that will have the BMF. Then it'll be Islam against the winner of Dubronx and Dariush. And man, if Dariush gets that chance, this is going to be a hell of a fight. Can't wait for UFC 289 this weekend. Keeping it moving on Full Press MMA. It's Wednesday, June 7th. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease _, at Cageside Grease on social media. Here with all the news, the notes, the hot topics, and the hot takes you need to be the smartest fan in the room when you're talking about the sport we know and love, mixed martial arts. And if that room happens to be a sports book, I got your back with the fight stack. Full fight previews and odds breakdowns, every main card fight, every UFC fight card, plus our Friday special every week with the results from the weigh-ins, the ramifications, the line movements, prop bets, everything you need for the most value to get the most action on the action with the fight stack. Of course, right here where you find Full Press MMA, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, iHeart, Stitcher, Podbean, you name it. Where you get your podcasts, you'll find the fight stack, and of course, this show right here, Full Press MMA. And how about Tough 31 Episode 2 last night on ESPN? More knockouts for Team Chandler, more problems for Team McGregor. That's right, the Ultimate Fighter returned this past Tuesday night with two of the biggest strikers in the sport, Conor McGregor and Michael Chandler, for Episode 2. Team Chandler's Roosevelt Roberts getting the 8-second finish to get one step closer to returning to the UFC. He got the victory over Nate Jennerman. This week, after a change in a fight due to a medical issue, Cody Gibson, another member of Team Chandler, with a first-round KO of his own over Mando Gutierrez. Gibson's a UFC vet with four fights. He's 1-3 in the octagon. Moves on to the semis with the finish. Of course, Chandler has the veterans, and McGregor has the up-and-comers. The biggest moments from episode 2 and the fight coming next week. You can check that out online. And you know what I'm saying? There's been a couple of things that have happened this season. They've been fun. I want to see what the ratings are when they come out, to see if they got up over 300,000, maybe 500,000 viewers. But Tough 31 opened with 294,000 as its largest viewing number, and that's way down from the highest numbers of the show, obviously, and even when Conor coached the first time against Uriah Faber. But Tough 31 every week throughout the summer on ESPN. And of course, you got the Netflix doc, McGregor Forever. Conor McGregor always finding a way to keep his name in the headlines. But will it be for fighting in 2023? I still believe it will. I still hold out hope. I think we're going to see him 3 to 5 more times in the octagon. Yeah, I said it. Let's go, Conor. Come on, Mystic Mac. Let's roll. Rolling right along with Full Press MMA. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, at Cage Side Grease on social media. Israel Adesanya, the middleweight champion, speaking of legends, has some things to say this week with his name in the news. Of course, he was criticizing the judges of the fight of his teammate Kai Kara-France. More on the judges in a minute. Henry Cejudo thinks he has a solution for that, but UFC's next big thing is Khamzat Chimaev, right? Islam Makhachev there at 155, but Khamzat Chimaev, listen, he's a star. This dude gets back in the octagon and keeps wrecking people. He is a star for a long time to come. In fact, I know the UFC is looking for him to be a star for a long time to come because, hey, there aren't that many stars around right now, and he has not competed since. Look, he blew up the scale at UFC 279, and then he blew up Kevin Holland, and we lost the Diaz-Khamzat fight. But look, Boers has been outspoken about wanting a fight, and you got to be understanding of this, right? He wants to get in there. He's a big name. He's called out everyone from Usman to Paulo Costa, and he even said for Adesanya at one point, for Israel, there's nobody there, only me. So if you speak about money and you ask the fans, they want to see me in Israel. I'm a bad matchup for him. Everyone knows he's going to lose the title to me. That's why they save that guy. They don't want to see him lose that fast. I'd finish that guy without punches, and that's why they're scared. Then his story's dead, you know? So Izzy finally stopping to, you know, I mean, look, the victory tour against Poatan, Alex Pereira finally expunged and got rid of that demon and that ghost, but he finally responded to Khamzat saying, quote, "Trust me, I'm not scared of nobody on this effing planet, no one," he told the Impulsive podcast with Logan Paul. And also, guess what? I like a challenge. Chimaev presents something unique that I've seen wrestlers before. It's a big fight. That's why I like it. Cheddar makes it better. But he's got Kamaru, and after that, he's probably going to go up for the title. If he wins, I've got bigger fish to fight. I'm going to be there in July, and I'll see what's up. Not with Rob, with Duplessis. And that means Adesanya really wanted to fight Dricus Duplessis, wanting to fight Dricus Duplessis, if Duplessis can get by Robert Whittaker, and that, of course, will be at UFC 290 at International Fight Week in Vegas. Is he not done? Also talking about fighter pay, saying the bonuses have to go up. $50,000 is not enough. He's saying, quote, "I'm not saying, like, pay new fighters some crazy money. Just pay them enough to train, feed their family, and actually not have a second or a third job." Well, now he wants to up the performance bonuses, saying, quote, "My knockouts alone are worth $50,000 US alone." That's knockouts alone, like a bonus. I've said this, the UFC sometimes they bump it up to $100,000 for certain cards. UFC 200 or UFC 100, they did. Bonuses were $100,000. When I knock someone out, I normally get a bonus. So my knockouts are worth $50,000 US. In other fighter news, former UFC middleweight title challenger Chael Sonnen, who also challenged for the light heavyweight championship fighting John Jones, he pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor battery charges earlier this week in Las Vegas, is scheduled for an upcoming bench trial on August 9th in the fight capital of the world. Bench trials are heard and decided by the presiding judge, and they move faster than trials presented to a jury, so it's reasonable to think Sonnen could have his case wrapped up before the end of the year. Barring any unforeseen circumstances, Judge Ann E. Zimmerman will preside over Chael's case. He's 46, accused of injuring multiple people during an alleged hotel rampage while shacked up in Las Vegas in late 2021. The initial charges were dismissed without prejudice. However, prosecutors later filed an amended complaint that includes 6 misdemeanors. The American gangster has yet to comment on his ongoing case, but again, it is headed to trial in Las Vegas. And Henry Cejudo has his own take of what should be done with the judging in MMA. How can we make judges not suck? I think open scoring for championship fights / main events could be a game changer. Judges need to be held accountable. 100. Henry Cejudo on Twitter putting out a comment and a video. He just says, you know, look, should we have an open scorecard? I actually like that. I actually do believe that the UFC should actually change it into an actual scorecard where it says, hey, man, you lost, or that was blue corners, or that was red corners round. And the last thing we want to do is turn the sport of mixed martial arts into boxing. And he says, look, I know both of these guys, but if I literally had to say who won the fight between Kai Kara-France and Amir Albazi, who was it that actually won? I'm going to have to say this man right here, Kai Kara-France. Significant strikes, the most precise punches. And of course, you know, Cejudo had a promoted sponsor, Jimmy Bars. Shout out to Jimmy Bars and Henry. But I will say this, as a guy who lost a close decision his last time out to Aljamain Sterling, Henry's not happy with the judging as it's been going down lately for the fighters anyway. And you know that that's real. When he proposes a solution like this, right? So we all want to see a solution. We all want to see uniform rules. We all want to see all the things that Henry wants to see with the judging. So anytime a fighter gets proactive and proposes a solution like that for the world to see, I'm all for it. Wrapping it up on Full Press MMA with me, Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease _, at Cageside Grease on social media. Wednesday, June 7th, hump day, UFC 289 weeks. And I am pumped for this fight card. Amanda Nunes, Irene Aldana, Charles Oliveira, Beneil Dariush, proper Mike Malott is taking on Adam Fugit. Man, Nate the Train, Landwehr, and Dan Ige. I'm going to find out a lot if Nate Landwehr can keep that win streak going. Of course, Eric Anderson, Marc-Andre Barrios. And you can see, as well as every single day with the Full Press MMA show here, the news, the notes, the hot topics, and the hot takes you need to be the smartest fan in the room, you can get full fight previews and odds breakdowns, because we got your back with the Fight Stack. That's right, the Fight Stack previews, odds breakdowns, every main card fight on every UFC fight card, including all of them on the UFC 289 card this weekend, plus our end of the week special up on Fridays, and that is after the weigh-ins with the weights, the ramifications, the line movements, the props, and all those things that you need to get the most value when you're throwing action on the action, baby. It's Full Press MMA and the Fight Stack with me, Jim Grease, right here wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeart, Stitcher, Podbean, you name it, I'll be there, we'll be there with the Fight Stack and Full Press MMA. As we wrap it up on your Wednesday, only one thing left to do. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday number 40, a big one for Ryan Bader, a guy I've known a long time, born on this day, June 7th, 1983, 40 years old, Ryan Darth Bader. Such a great run in Bellator after a tremendous run in the UFC as well. And how about Nate the Train? It's his birthday week. It's his fight week. He gets the pay-per-view fight. Opportunity of a lifetime against Dan Ige, at least up to this point in his lifetime. Number 13 at featherweight, Dan Ige. Landwehr looking to get into the rankings and extend his win streak to 4. And give himself a birthday he will never forget. Born in 1988, June 7th, Nate the Train Landwehr is 35 today. That's all there is, fight fans. There is no more Full Press MMA on your Wednesday, June 7th. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the news, the notes, the hot topics, the hot takes you need to be the smartest fan in the room. And we're talking about the sport you know and love, mixed martial arts. Thank you so much, fight fans. I love you. Keep your game tight and your mind right, baby. I'm out.